G'day, kia ora, and welcome to our New Zealand listeners.
Hey guys, and welcome. We also have new listeners in Canada and Egypt.
How interesting.
Yes.
Nice to see our New Zealand counterparts listening as well, though, now.
Yes, indeed. We've made it across the big sea.
The big gap, yes.
That's what I meant. That one.
Yes, the
That's what I was
ditch.
going for. The
The
ditch.
ditch.
That's what I was going for. Just a pebble throw across
The lake.
the lake. I'm getting my bodies of water mixed up, okay?
We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Speaking of bodies of water, Callum, on my drive today, we went to Goulburn, and along the way there was just all the dams were overflowing and all the paddocks were just full of water. It was like it was a lake driving up for Hume.
Unfortunately, there's been a lot of major flooding in New South Wales, and we're a little bit waterlogged at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, how are you guys going down the coast?
It's pretty bad down here too. Not as bad as it is about half an hour up the road. It's
Yeah.
there were evacuation orders done about half an hour's drive up the road, but
Oh wow, I didn't realize it was that bad.
oh no, yeah, it was that bad. It was under 100, but there was quite a few houses got
Well, I
evacuated.
mean, the fact that anybody had to be evacuated, there's obviously something going on. Like,
It was a major storm system that blew over.
oh, bugger.
Yeah.
This country just goes from one extreme to the next.
I know. Bushfires and then COVID and now flooding. And there was something else in there too, wasn't there?
There was an earthquake, not a big one. I think it was only like 3.4 out at
Melbourne.
no, out at Bowning here.
Oh, okay. No,
I'm sure.
I heard about the two in Melbourne, but didn't hear about that one.
No, I didn't hear about the two in Melbourne, but there was definitely one. I'm sure it was Bowning. It was out that way, sort of past by and along.
I always pronounce that town Binalong, but anyway.
Been a long time since you've been
Yes.
there. Fan of ASMR, Callum?
Actually, I have recently become a fan,
Okay.
yes.
Do you like the ones like with the sound, or is it a vision thing? Like, you know, the really satisfying videos?
I think it's
Because
more of a vision
ASMR
thing.
is like oddly satisfying thing. You know how like you see the cars run over like the florist stuff. Oh, what's it called? It's like foam, florist foam, is that what it's called?
Oh, florist foam, yeah, where you watch the that greeny
Yeah, and like
foam
people dye it. Or
underwater and it gets pulled
well,
apart,
there's a
yeah.
lot that have glitter and people just rip them apart and the glitter goes everywhere. It is so good. And the scrunch
Yes.
that it makes.
Yes, there's actually a few is the, I think the word's channels on Snapchat that show all
Yeah,
those
yeah.
things. Yeah, so the ones that have started doing it for
Yeah.
me is there's a pharmacy assistant that I've started following on TikTok.
Oh, is
That's
that where they sort the pills? How
yes.
good is it?
I know. She's counting pills to fill prescriptions. That's literally all
Yeah.
it is. But just sitting there watching the all the different colored pills get counted and then put in the
And they
bottle.
just
It is the sound as well, I guess,
And they just
but
like swipe it off to the edge and then put away what they don't need and then
yeah.
just tip it. Oh, it's so good.
It
Do you know what I really
really
like? The
so
end where they like screw the
yeah.
lid on and it's like.
So if you'd like to check out this pharmacy assistant on TikTok, her username is at Binner06, at Binner06. She is so cool. Like she has a lot of other videos too, which I've watched some of them and they're pretty good, but these counting pills videos,
There's
damn,
actually a few different
better than
accounts that I've
porn.
seen. So there's
Oh, for counting
yeah,
pill
there's plenty
videos.
out there.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen any others yet. I needed to hurry up and come up in my For You page.
I will have to send you some of the people that I watch. Anyway, speaking of For You page, Callum, you made it to the For You page this week.
Oh, yeah, I did. I made it to quite a few people's For You pages. So I'm not really, when it comes to TikTok, I'm not really there to make videos. I'm more there to watch other people's videos. But Dana and I made a video the other night while we were recording.
Well, you did.
Yeah, with your assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it doesn't got very many likes, but it is now my most liked video.
How many has it got? Like 13? Oh, big spender.
But also speaking of For You pages, what is with the friggin' TikTok algorithm for that page? I am so confused.
I don't think anybody knows. My For You page every day is completely different. I somehow, the other day, I made it back onto straight TikTok and I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, I keep going, bouncing back and forth between straight TikTok and gay TikTok, and I'm like, keep me on gay TikTok.
Exactly. This is where I'm most comfortable. Straight people scare me.
Are you on gay TikTok or lesbian TikTok?
All the above.
Oh, just LGBT TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good place to be on TikTok.
I often end up on prison TikTok. Have you ever made it there?
No, and I don't think I want to.
It is fascinating. Like there are men in jail, in their bunks, filming each other doing TikTok dances, throwing it back, and you can't even get a text back. He ain't too busy, love.
How do they even get mobile phones in prison? I thought they were banned.
They are, but here we are on prison TikTok.
Righto, righto. Mm.
Pretty fascinating, some of the stuff that they do. There's one guy that showed tutorials on how he makes a mean batch of noodles. The stuff that they do, man, crazy.
Actually, one of the areas of TikTok that I would like to get into, hopefully one day, is Island Paradise TikTok. So I can sit here and dream about going away, even though I can't at the moment because of Rona.
I follow a few Hawaiian accounts, like people from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of New Zealand TikTok too.
I haven't had any New Zealand TikTok, and that makes me depressed.
It's so cool.
Because, yeah. I mean, New Zealand have been there with us Australians all the way through since, 1700s? we're like
family. Yeah.
And the rest of the world always thinks we're the same country, and it's like, bish, no. We just act like it.
Oh, there are some similarities, but not many. I think that comes down to New Zealand had a very different experience with the European settlers than we did as well, or than the Indigenous peoples did.
Yes, they did.
But anyway, the European invasions, may I correct myself?
Yeah, We don't have to go there. No. That was a very sad time.
It still is.
For the world.
Anywho, I was going to say something, but I forgot. Oh, yes. We should go back to ASMR.
Yes. Yes. We got a bit drifted away.
There, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah. So, what sort of ASMR are you into, Dana?
Well, I like the oddly satisfying videos, as I said.
Yes.
And for me, ASMR, I watch a lot of time lapses of, say, like a painting or a sunset. That's, to me, I like that too. I watch a lot of time lapses.
Yes. I do watch some, like, art time lapses too. I didn't realize that was ASMR though.
I think it would be. Maybe.
Dana, what is the definition for ASMR?
So ASMR is so it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And according to Google, it is a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound. So ASMR is triggered by things like whispering voices, paper tearing, and scalp massaging. According to the Huffington Post, it's also defined as a calming, pleasurable feeling, often accompanied by a tingling sensation. ASMR occurs in response to which certain stimuli and has also been likened to a head orgasm. The whole point of ASMR is to relax people, and believe it or not, it's big business, especially on the internet.
It is. Can I just say that to me, ASMR isn't anything sexual. To me, it's more like a secondary form of meditation.
Yeah. It's the same sort of feeling, is it? It's sort of like euphoria.
Yeah.
Not euphoria, but...
Yeah.
There are chemicals being released.
Hormones, definitely.
Hormones, chemicals, whatever.
So, Dana, are there any particular sounds that sort of give you the same feeling as ASMR? Sound only?
I don't like the whole people whispering thing, like the, hi, guys, and welcome back to my... No, thank you. That gives me the creeps.
it is a bit creepy.
I sort of like the, you know, the videos, I'm pretty sure they're CGI, but it's like kinetic sand and they, like, chop through it. I love the crunching from that, and I love the... ones with the florist foam where they crunch all that up. I'm not a fan of slime ASMR because that gives me the creeps too. Nothing else really sound wise.
Well, just sound wise. Rain.
Oh, yeah, rain's a big one. Yeah.
Rain on a tin roof. I love listening to the rain of a nighttime.
It's raining here at the moment, actually. I'm surprised you can't hear it.
Yes. And another one that does it to me, very similar, but different.
Same, but different.
And I'm lucky enough to be able to hear
the waves crashing
from my bed. Yes.
Yes.
Where I live, my bed is at most 500 meters, not even, from the beach. So I can sit here and listen to the waves crashing of a nighttime when I'm trying to sleep, and it's just amazing.
What about the new place that you moved to this week?
I will be about 70 meters from the beach.
Stop it.
Yes, I'm so keen. It's going to be even louder, and it's just going to be beautiful.
How, like, is it just down the road, or is it another part, like, further away but closer to the water? Do you know what I mean? Like the house that you moved to?
No, it's literally, I walk down the end of the street, cross the road. Yep,
and you're there.
And I'm at the Surf Life Savings.
Oh, yeah. So it's the same part of the beach.
Yep.
Awesome.
I'm going to be going for beach walks every morning before I go to work. So I'm getting up at 3 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock every morning and going for an hour's walk.
You can do that now, though, can't you?
Yeah, but the beach is even close. I just want to walk on the beach. I don't want to do the bit in between. It's a bit boring. And it's also dark and spooky.
Fair enough. So is the beach sand? Another ASMR thing for me is the, like, feet crunching in the sand as you're walking along.
Yeah.
I like that.
I could feel that, yeah.
And on a really hot day, it, like, squeaks. Like you like SpongeBob.
Yes. Yep.
I miss the beach.
So, Dana.
Yes, Callum.
I hear you have some ASMR for us now to give us a bit of a taste.
I do. Hang on. Let's see if you can guess what this is first. So I've got a couple. All right, are you ready?
Yes. Is that your nails clicking on a something plastic?
Yes, on my cup full of pens. Was that satisfying?
Not for me, but I'm sure some people get a
What?
You know what I mean? Get ASMR.
Get ASMR.
I don't know the terminology, okay? I'm only new.
How about I think some people would enjoy that sound?
Yes, that's better, yes.
Wow. So the second little bit of ASMR I've got for you, Callum, I think you're going to find it quite easily to guess.
Yep.
Let me do it a few times. Can you hear it?
Are you shaking pepper in a pepper shaker?
No.
Oh.
I'm surprised you can't see it.
No, because I can only see up to where your nose is and above. Oh, it's a cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
See, that's not ASMR to me. I'm sorry. That doesn't do it for me either.
Well, some people enjoy it. Okay, so my next one. Scrunchy. But it's also a little bit poppy. Can you hear it?
Oh, that's bubble wrap. That's actually bubble wrap. Okay, yeah, that's working. Okay.
Hang on. Ah, it's a big cold bag. So I'm trying to squish it to get heaps at once. But it doesn't really work. You can't hear it.
Like a Woolworth bag.
It's what my HelloFresh comes in.
Ah.
It's like a cool pouch, they call it. Oh, it's seafood.
It stinks.
No, it's see-through. I can see light through it. Does it stink? No. The meat isn't just chilling. No, it smells fine. It smells like not even plastic. Anyway, I need to stop with the... Oh, what the hell did I do? I need to get rid of that.
I wish someone was laying next to me, cuddling me and popping that bubble wrap right in my ear.
Oh, please don't. No, stop that.
Why?
Anyway. Ooh, I have another one.
Yeast.
Hang on.
Is that your fingernail running along a zipper?
No.
Your pen running along the zipper?
No. It's now a pen because it sounds better than my finger. Hang on. That's my finger.
Are you running along the grooves of the bubble wrap?
No.
Are you running along your fly?
Along my thigh?
Fly.
No, fly I already... No, I said already said no to zipper.
What is it?
It's the spiral to my book.
Oh. So if you enjoy Dame's ASMR or you're curious about what other forms of ASMR there are out there, give it a go, people. I was always scared to give it a go. It sounded like some sort of weird sound porn to me, but now that I've given it a go, I'm just like, it's really not. Cool. It's really very different thing altogether.
Yeah, definitely.
Up next, I have a bit of a surprise for Dana. I would like to do a BuzzFeed quiz with you, darling.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Are you interested?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, hang on. Right. What is it?
So there's a bit of a twist.
A twist? What?
I'm not going to tell you the title of the BuzzFeed quiz. I am going to run through the questions with you and then tell you the title.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
And I'm hoping we can do this in some of our episodes in the future as well.
We'll see how we go.
Yes. So, are you ready for your first question?
Shoot.
This one's really easy. If you can't get this one, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Oh, crap.
Are you white?
Yes. Like, okay. Caucasian?
Yes.
I think so.
The wording in the quiz is white, not Caucasian. I'm just going by what the wording is in the quiz.
What is this?
I have never been discriminated against because of my skin color. Have you?
I have.
You have been discriminated. Okay.
Well, define discriminated against, because I've had a man on the street spit on me and call me a dirty white woman.
That is discrimination.
Okay.
Have you ever been the only person of your skin color in a room?
Yes. I've been the, yes.
You've been the only white person there, and there's been only other people from other races in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever been mocked for your accent?
Yes.
Have you ever been told you are attractive for your race?
That's rude. I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Have you ever been a victim of violence because of your race?
No.
Have you ever been called a racial slur?
I mean, are there any against white people?
Unfortunately, I don't think there are many, no.
No. It's not really a thing.
Have you ever been told you sound white?
No.
Has a stranger ever asked to touch your hair or asked if it is real?
Yes.
Are you heterosexual?
No.
Have you ever lied about your sexuality?
Yes.
Did you ever have to come out?
Yeah.
Have you ever doubted your parents' acceptance of your sexuality?
No. Parent.
Have you ever been called fag?
Not in a derogatory like way.
Only as a joke.
Not a joke, like, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been called a dyke?
Don't think so, no.
Have you ever been called a fairy or any other derogatory slur for homosexuals?
No.
Have you ever tried to hide your sexuality?
I wouldn't say I hid it, no. It's just I was figuring it out.
Are you comfortable with PDA with your partner in public? Do you know what PDA means?
Yes.
Public displays of affection.
Yeah.
Have you been comfortable with it? Not sometimes, always.
Like comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Like doing it. But see, PDA is like holding hands, and then some people think it's like macking on, like, you know, full on make out session.
Yes.
So, I mean,
have you always been comfortable with all forms of PDA?
No.
Okay.
I think there is a time and a place.
Yep. Have you never pretended to be just friends with your significant other?
No.
You've pretended to be just friends?
Oh.
Or you haven't?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Have you ever been ostracized for your religion because of your sexual orientation?
I don't have a religion, so no.
Have you ever been told that you would burn in hell for your sexual orientation?
No.
Have you ever been told...
Imagine the people, if hell was real, imagine the people that are there. I mean, some of them be pretty freaking cool to hang out with.
True, yes, yeah. Some would. There's some I wouldn't want to, but there's some I would.
That is true, yes.
Yes.
Anywho.
Have you ever been told that your sexuality is just a phase?
No.
Have you ever been violently threatened because of your sexuality?
Nope.
Are you a man?
No.
Sorry. I feel comfortable in the gender. Do you feel comfortable in the gender you were born in?
Yes.
So you still identify as the gender you were born in?
Yes, I'm cis female. Cis woman, whatever.
Have you ever tried to change your gender?
No.
Have you ever been denied an opportunity because of your gender?
I don't believe so, no.
Do you make more money than your professional counterparts of a different gender?
Do I make more?
Do you make more money than your professional counterparts of a different gender?
Yes, but it's not because of gender. It's age.
Okay, yep. Have you ever felt unsafe because of your gender?
Yes.
Have you ever been catcalled?
Yes.
Are you working a salary job?
No.
Okay.
Oh, but I have worked a salary job.
No, do you work in one currently?
No.
Have you or your family ever lived below the poverty line?
Yes.
Do you have any student loans?
No.
Have you ever gone to bed hungry? Did you ever go to summer camp?
Summer camp? No.
Did you ever go to a private school?
Nope.
Did you graduate high school?
Yes.
Did you go to an elite college?
No.
Did you graduate college?
Yes. No.
Did you have a car in high school?
Yes.
Of your own?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had a roommate? Yes.
Yes.
I was your roommate for a while. Have you always had Foxtel?
Yes. Well, not always. We got it when I was, like, young, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had it for years.
Have you travelled internationally? Yes, we already know that one.
Yes.
Do you travel internationally at least once a year?
No.
Other than this year because of COVID?
No.
Have you ever studied abroad?
No.
Have you ever skipped a meal to save money?
Yeah.
Do you know what Sally Mae is?
No. Should I?
Did you ever go overseas while in high school?
No.
Do you have any frequent flyer miles?
Yes.
Is your parent heterosexual?
As far as I'm aware.
Are your parents both alive?
I think so. I don't know.
Are your parents still married? I'm going to ignore that because I already know they're not. Do you have any physical disabilities?
My face. No.
Do you have any social disabilities? Do you have any social disabilities?
Yes.
Do you have any learning disabilities?
No.
Have you ever had an eating disorder?
No. Yes, I guess. Yeah.
Have you ever been depressed?
Have I ever not been depressed?
Have you ever taken medication for mental health?
Yes.
Can you afford medication if or when you need it for any type of medication?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be physically attractive?
Yes.
To some people, yes, you would be. I know, yeah, I know you have a lot of fans.
Moving right along.
can you afford a therapist if you need one?
Yeah. But, I mean, healthcare is free in Australia, so, you know.
Not all, no. Psychologists, like clinical psychologists, just have to pay an out-of-pocket expense for.
Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. Have you ever used prescription drugs recreationally?
I don't think so, no. Do you mean like Valium or?
Valium, Oxys.
Yeah, no.
No?
No. No. I don't even take Panadol.
Have you ever had an addiction?
Yes.
Have you ever been shamed for your religious beliefs? You don't have any.
No.
Have you ever been found threatened for religious beliefs? Hang on. Have you ever lied about your ethnicity as self-defense?
No.
Have you ever lied about your religion as self-defense?
No.
All of your jobs or careers have been accommodating for your religious practices.
I don't have any, so yes.
Would have been, though, if you did have a religion?
No, I don't think so. No.
No?
No.
Do you ever get nervous in airport security lines?
Yes.
Have you ever heard this statement? You have been randomly selected for a secondary passport control.
Every time I go to the airport.
Have you ever been called a terrorist?
No.
Has anyone ever tried to save you from your non-religious beliefs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been cyberbullied for any of my identities? Your identities, sorry. So identities can include gender, sexuality,
yes,
religion,
yes,
femaleship.
Yes.
Were you ever cyberbullied as a child?
Well, I mean, teenager, yes. Child, no.
Have you ever tried to distance yourself from any of your identities?
No.
Have you ever been self-conscious about any of your identities?
No, don't think so.
Have you ever questioned any of your identities, including religion?
Yes.
Last question. Do you feel privileged because of the identities you were born with?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Okay.
So, can I just ask, obviously this was about white privilege.
No, not about white privilege, about privilege in general for religion, race, gender identity, sexuality, and a lot of other
socioeconomic
things.
Status.
So, the quiz is on BuzzFeed is called How Privileged Are You?
Interesting.
We are about to get Miss Dana's results. Let's see. Check.
Okay,
check
hang on. Is it a privilege. Percentage?
Yes, it is.
So is it like total overall, or are they all like each category, like you are this because you are female? Do you know what I mean?
No, it's a total altogether.
Okay, so what do you, have you seen the answer?
I've seen your percentage, yes.
Okay, let me try and guess.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to go somewhere between 75 to 90%.
No.
Okay.
You're way out.
Really?
You live with 58% points of privilege. So 58 out of 100. You're quite privileged. You've had a few struggles, but overall your life has been far easier than most. This is not a bad thing, nor is it something to be ashamed of. But you should be aware of your advantages and work to help others who don't have them. Mm-hmm. Thank you for checking your privilege.
Interesting.
Would you like to know what my score was?
Yes. Okay, let me guess.
Okay.
I think it is round about the same as me, I'd say.
You're wrong again, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes. So
yours will be higher then.
No, lower.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You would, yeah.
I'm less privileged than you.
According to BuzzFeed.
Yes. I got 15 out of 100.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. It's told me that I am underprivileged, the world is not a fair or ideal place, and you know that because you grew up with several identities, that the world is not kind to you. You had a lot of challenges to overcome simply to get on a level playing field with most people in the world. It is not your job to educate the world about its injustices, but if you choose to, go ahead and send them this quiz. Hopefully it will help.
Wow.
Yeah.
This week, we thought it'd be a good idea to share with you guys our favourite movie.
Yes, yes. Hopefully you can get to know us a bit better.
So what is one of your favourite movies, Callum?
My favourite movie of all time is The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I love that movie.
Such an amazing movie.
I do have to say, though, it is one of those books where it is one of those movies you have to read the book first.
Yes, it is.
And I much prefer the book.
Yeah.
What I liked about the book was it wasn't a typical book per se. Like, it was diary entries.
Yeah, I like
that. Well, it was letters to a friend, actually.
I like those books that delve out of the normal instead of just having chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do something else and, like, do letters.
Yeah.
I have another book series that I'm reading mm-hmm. where instead of writing the book in chapters or letters, it writes them in, like, military reports and emails and, like Facebook messages sort of thing. And like it's got lots of different kinds of different styles all mixed together. And the story just
works. Well, I don't know if you've ever read it, but 50 Shades of Grey is sort of like that. It's like texts. So it's the chapter book, but there's text message chains in between.
I have to admit, I'm sorry. I do not like the 50 Shades of Grey movies. I watched the first one. I couldn't pick the storyline, so it bored me to death. I need a movie with a storyline.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, back to our movie.
Yes.
What is The Perks of Being a Wallflower about?
Well, The Perks of Being a Wallflower is about growing up when you're a wallflower. For those that don't know what a wallflower is, that's the sort of odd person out that just sits by the wall and keeps to themselves.
They just blend into the background.
Yes. And that term, wallflower, comes back from, I don't know if you know this, Dana, comes back from school dances. So people that didn't have, that didn't get invited, the women that
didn't have invited, to dance
didn't have anyone to dance with, they'd sit by the wall
and wait for someone to ask them. And therefore, they're a wallflower because they're sitting by the wall being a pretty flower and waiting for someone to pick them.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And so what are the perks, Callum, of being a wallflower?
Well, you get to mingle with the other wallflowers.
I like
according to the story. Sorry?
I like wallflowers.
Yes. Emma Watson would have been a wallflower during high school, so she really fit that role.
She did a very good job.
She did. It was nice to see her play someone other than Hermione in Harry Potter and see how she would go in a role other than that. And I reckon she did better than being Hermione.
She's in quite a few movies.
She is, yes.
She's an incredible actress.
Oh, brilliant actress. And what she does for human rights outside of her acting is really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody, the perks of being a wallflower is basically about a group of wallflowers that, I don't know, it's based on one wallflower, Charlie, who...
It's from his point of view.
Yeah, it is. And it, unfortunately, he had a bit of trouble in his younger childhood before being a teenager and entering high school. And we all know that in America, the weirdos enter high school in year 9 instead of year 7, which is confusing as all hell. Sorry, you American listeners, but it's weird.
Yeah, so basically the story starts off as him starting high school and finding himself and whatnot, but then you also learn towards the end why he is the way he is.
Yes, and we won't give you spoilers, but it's pretty sad when you find out why he is the way he is, and let's just say get the friggin' tissues ready before you even start watching the movie.
If I hadn't have read the book before watching the movie, it's one of those ones where it doesn't click until the last, 5 minutes and then everything makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe it.
But there's also some very interesting times along the way, like Charlie and his, or what I would say is gay best friend, Patrick, they're, you know, hanging out, like two mates, you know, in a park. Patrick's a bit upset because of something that happened to him and his partner, which was a bit horrible, very horrible. And Charlie's just being a good friend, like he is, and consoling his mate. And they just start chatting about random urban high school legends.
Yes, that's right.
And they start talking about this one legend, right? And so basically the story goes, two high schoolers were going on a date, like their third or fourth date or something, and this was meant to be the night that they lost their virginities.
Yeah, they're going to seal the deal.
Yeah. And they bought a bottle of wine and really nice food, and it got to the point where it was time to, you know, do it. And they realized that they forgot the condoms. So they did it with one of the sandwich bags. Which was a bit gross, but was funny at the same time.
Another really good thing about the perks of being a wallflower is it touches on a lot of subjects.
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, homophobia to depression to anxiety to sexual assault, it to covers PTSD. It all. Yeah.
Something else I noticed it covered was family dynamics in situations where your parents have been divorced.
Well, I think it was set in the 90s, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, early 90s.
Which is why it has a lot of really, really, it's got a really good soundtrack to it. A very good 90s soundtrack. It goes over the top, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And So yeah, the family dynamic situation, like, so Patrick is a girl named Sam's step brother, and Sam is played by Emma Watson, and Patrick and Sam, their parents got together fairly recently, by what it seems, at the time of the story set. And it's really interesting to see how their relationship grows as stepbrother and sister.
Yeah, since they're the same age and go to the same school, etc.
Yes, exactly. They're in the same year level and everything. And I love the scene in the diner where they're like, they're talking to Charlie, and Charlie's bound to be a writer. And Patrick says to Charlie, "You should write a book on us. Call it Slut and the Falcon. Make yourself
rhymes."
It's just hilarious. And what's interesting about that scene is the actors did that scene impromptu.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, there was actually some, like very few, but some parts of the movie where the writers were like, "We don't know what to put in here. Just go impromptu."
Yeah, they did some improv. That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that really.
The cast worked really well together.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure the cast are actually still friends outside of the movie too, because they worked so well together. It was like they had already built a relationship before they even met each other, really.
Yeah. They definitely fell into their roles really well.
Oh, yeah. So, Dana, what movie have you got for us? What was your favourite movie?
Well, one of my all-time favourite movies is it's a 1994 musical. It's called Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yes, an Australian classic. I love that movie.
Sorry, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That's the long title.
Yeah.
Everyone in Australia just calls it Priscilla.
I freaking love that movie, man. I've been watching it. The first time I remember watching it,
yes,
I was quite young, and Mum told me to like put on a movie. So I grabbed a VCR, put it on. Can't read, obviously. And it's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And it was home recorded off like Channel 7 or something.
Oh, I remember those days where you could record a movie off the TV.
I mean, we've been pirating things for years, really.
Is it pirating when you're not selling it, though, when you're only using it for personal use?
But isn't that the same as illegally downloading a movie online?
True.
It's just personal use. It's still illegal.
But at the same time, if it was illegal to record off a TV, then why did they build it into VCR players?
Why can we download movies?
True.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, what were we saying?
Priscilla.
Oh, yeah. So, the first time I saw it, yeah, I was probably like 5 or something, and I watched it, and I absolutely fell in love with it. My mum was like, I don't know if this is quite the right movie for you. So, then I watched it again years later once I was older. But I watched it that many times. I absolutely love it. And a few years ago, it was a while now. I was in high school and the live show was going around Australia again.
Oh, I never got to see it.
Well, I was going to go because it was going to be around my birthday, but I wasn't old enough. It was 18 plus and I was still underage. I must have been about 17, yeah. I was devastated.
I would have been too.
But anyway, basically, Priscilla is a movie with the main characters consisting of a transsexual and 2 drag queens.
Oh, my God. The cast works so well together in this movie, too.
I love Guy Pearce.
I'm not going to say anything to that.
I love Guy Pearce. He's,
that's not that I don't love him. It's just what I want to say about him is inappropriate for the podcast.
Okay, moving right along. So basically, one of the drag queens is booked by this mysterious woman in Alice Springs to do a show, and he needs to find a couple of girls to bring along with him to make the show happen.
Yes.
So he rounds up one of his mates, who is also a drag queen, and another performer who she has retired, but she decides to give it one last shot.
And unfortunately, that person's partner had very recently passed away.
Yeah, and she decided to, you know, jump back on the old horse.
Yes.
So it consists of them, they buy a bus and they convert it into like a mobile home slash like green room, I would call it. It's got all their costumes, makeup stations, everything they need on wheels.
Yes.
So they hit the road and they endure many obstacles as they make their way from Sydney to Outback Australia, with a mobile drag show headed for Alice Springs. Along the way, they encounter many different individuals and groups, some who are not as accepting of them as others, and they run into a bit of trouble in a few little country towns where people are still very backwards.
Yes.
And, yeah, basically their journey takes you alongside them for many laughs, tears, and finding secrets out about them that, you know, they haven't told anyone. And them also, they find themselves along the way, I feel.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
You know, Felicia definitely grows up a little bit.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. But I've got a few of my favourite quotes from the movie here.
Yes.
These are right off the top of my head.
Go ahead.
So one of the things that Bernie says is, great, that's all this country needs, a cock in a frock on a rock.
I love that scene. So just before Bernie says that, one of the other drag queens gets kitted up in drag and walks up and stands up on top of the devil's marbles. Which, for non-Australians that probably don't know.
No, she doesn't. No, she says that in the back of the bus before they even get to Alice Springs. It's when her and Felicia are at each other. And it's just before he goes, a desert holiday, let's pack the drag away. You bring the lunch and tea, I'll take the ecstasy. Fuck off, you silly queer, I'm getting out of here. A desert holiday, hip, 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 hooray. And then Bernie goes, great, that's all this country needs, a cock in a frock on a rock. And then Tick goes, I'll get back in the kennels for both of you.
See, I thought it was later on when one of the drag queens get on the devil's marbles.
When they actually hike in the outback in drag.
Yeah.
No, that's the part where they like find themselves and they're like, yes, we've made it. We're alive.
Oh, okay.
Fake fan. I'm fake joking. Fan. I'm joking.
What? We never know. We never know how it was actually recorded because we haven't watched the behind the scenes, I guess.
What was that?
Have you watched the behind the scenes for the movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I wonder if it is fake sand or whether they actually just walked out into the freaking desert and recorded.
No, I didn't say fake sand, like a fake desert. I called you a fake fan.
Oh, rude.
How did you?
Rude.
What, they just built a fake desert?
Well, you never know. What happens in Hollywood stays in Hollywood.
It's an Australian-made movie, doll. We got budget cuts.
True. What happens in Sydney stays in Sydney.
Right. There are two things I don't like about you, Felicia. Your face. So how about you shut both of them? I didn't realise what it meant until, well, I was probably in my teens. Doesn't it mean he's just calling her, like, two-faced?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, that's my movie, one of my all-time, one of many of my favourite movies.
Yes.
I could quote a lot more, but I won't. I won't bore you.
And just
but that's another one that has a really good soundtrack as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And speaking of soundtracks,
yes,
for the song of the week, we have chosen one song from each movie.
The we feature. Have. Okay, so I chose the one for Perks of Being a Wallflower. And my choice, it was a toss-up between a few because it does have a really good soundtrack. But
definitely.
I've chosen the song, I do believe it's at the end of the movie.
They do play it in the middle of the movie, but in the middle of the movie when they play it, the characters don't realise what the song title is. They can't find it.
That's right, because it was pre-Google.
Yes, and then they find it at the end and record on a cassette tape and go, I found the tunnel song, let's go.
Right, because and in that moment they were, no spoilers.
Oh, don't do that to me, Dana. I was so close to saying the word.
So the song that I chose is Heroes by David Bowie. Not only is it, you know, it plays a pretty big role in the movie, but I really enjoy it, and I have before I saw the movie.
So, yeah, I had heard it before I watched the movie, and I did love the song, don't get me wrong. But when I watched the movie, it sort of hit differently, and every time I hear it now, I cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't cry, but it definitely has given it a different meaning.
No, I'm full bore tears. That's why I'd refuse to play the song in the taxi.
We could be heroes.
Just for one day.
Anyway, so what song have you chosen from Priscilla Callum?
Well, funnily enough, you chose the ending song from Perks of Being a Wallflower, but I'm choosing the starting song, the opening song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's called I've Never Been to Me by Charlene.
Ah, yeah. Is that the... Yes. Oh, how does it go? A regimented wife. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see.
That's the one, girlfriend.
I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo. I love the bit where she goes, and I showed him, and she like shakes it. It reminds me of another quote from Priscilla that I absolutely love. It's where Guy Pearce comes out on stage and they're being heckled.
Yes.
Anyway, and he goes, do you know why this microphone has such a long cord? And he goes, why? And then he goes, so it's easily received after I've shoved it up your ass.
I think you're fine. It's retrieved, not received. Yes, I get the
point. Yes, same thing. Same, but different.
That line is good too.
And then they're like, show us your big bits. I've seen that movie way too many times for my own good. We're a bit tired.
We definitely are, yes. And we have been recording this episode for 6 days now.
Yeah. Work has been not our friend this week.
Not at all. And it's not going to be my friend for the next 2 weeks. Unfortunately, guys, in 2 weeks' time, we may not be able to release an episode for just 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Due to work commitments.
Oh, this is news to me.
I was going to explain it to you properly off air, Dana.
Off recording. That's fine. We'll discuss that at a later date.
Yes. But, yeah.
But we, I guess we'll try and get something in. If not. We
will, yes.
We apologize in advance.
Please understand that this isn't our only job. We still need to make money at the moment. And we are still working normal jobs. So this is it for this episode, guys. Listen in next week. We are doing a special feature, aren't we, Dana?
A special feature?
Yeah, so one of the topics we'll be talking about next week, we are actually going to be recording through the week by ourselves instead of recording together like we normally do, aren't we?
Oh, we're just going to do like a daily vlog type, a day in the life.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting and it'll help you guys get to know us a little better.
I think it's going to be hard being audio only. But
we'll give it a go and see how it turns out.
Yeah.
You never know. It might be the next new thing for podcasts.
I don't think so, but anyway.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and listen in next week.
And signing off.
Don't forget to follow all our socials, everyone. And make sure you follow us
on Instagram. We're on Instagram at talkings_it.
Yes, and we're also on Facebook at talkingsit. And also, if you go to either of those websites, you will also see a link tree there for all the different ways you can listen to our podcast.
Awesome.
Yes.
Be kind, be safe, and wear a mask.
Definitely.
Au revoir.
Guten Tag.